It was dark, and I had been drinking more than usual. My boyfriend had broken up with me, and I wanted to go out, and I did my best not to just get blackout drunk. I wanted to fuck somebody, but I was too afraid that we might somehow develop feelings. It doesn't make much sense now, but at the time it felt like a possibility to me. Even so, I was extra careless that night. If someone slipped me something, I wouldn't have known, and likely wouldn't have cared. I was in a bad place. But nothing did happen in the bar. I mean, I was tipsy, but that was it. I needed to think about how something so perfect became nothing. Were there always signs? Did he really love me? These were the questions that repeated endlessly in my head. It didn't seem to matter. I went outside and into the dark. I was too broken up to drive and pissed off. Road rage might have sent me to prison. I have really bad road rage, so I walked. I walked to the bar, thinking of future mercy, you know. It seemed so much safer initially, but now I was on my way home and every shadow presented untold dangers to me. I walked in those late hours by myself. No one else was around. It was as if I was the only one left. The very last person. That's how I felt. Alone. And then I began to feel lightheaded after maybe 20 minutes. The street lamps were blinking in and out, I remember. And then I turned the corner and saw it happening. I've never told anyone this before. It was like a scene from a movie, right in front of my eyes. I saw a woman pushed down on the ground in an alleyway. A hooded man standing over her. It took me a second to realize it, and I denied it immediately until I heard the moans from him. He called her a dirty slut, and he treated her like she was beneath him. His hands held a knife, and I could see that her panties were nearby and cut apart. There was a trail of blood. Oh, what I did, I'm sorry to even admit it. I stopped paying attention to the world. Everything around me and before me and in front of me and watched. I took in every little detail. The mess of her hair, the way his head leaned back towards the sky, when he fucked her, when he raped her. I thought back to my boyfriend, my ex now. Our sex didn't look like this. I did something wrong that night. I started to touch myself as he raped her. I enjoyed the thrill of watching and imagining myself as her. You like it, don't you, bitch? That's what he said. His words cut right through me. He was talking about me. She didn't matter. It was all about me. But they didn't know I was there. He spit on her like she was dirt. He pulled out his cock and she cried. I had never felt so good. He bent down to stare at her and mocked her relentlessly. What's murder, you fucking whore? We both know this is exactly what you wanted. Oh. I let out a little moan, but I didn't try to hide myself. I thought, if he sees me, he sees me. He grabbed him by the throat. And their eyes had a conversation as she begrudgingly brought herself near his cock. She stared at it with fear in her eyes. Do you want to die? She didn't answer and started to lick his cock. No part of her wanted this. That's what made it so hot. I had gone too far now, so I didn't care anymore. I slipped out of my dress and started touching my nipples. It felt fantastic. She continued to lick the cock without much enthusiasm, but it didn't mean anything. It's rape and she has no choice. And then her eyes met mine. I could tell she was bewildered by me. And the man struck her in the face.
You look at me. If your eyes stray from my dick again, I'll stab you 3 times.
He was in control and had an animalistic aura to him.
Suck it, you fucking bitch.
And she did, but I couldn't hear the sounds. I needed to hear those quiet noises of the blowjob, so I crept closer to them, trying to be as silent as possible. She saw me again, but didn't hold my gaze this time. I stopped touching my breasts and I started to suck my finger, wishing, praying that it was this psychopath's cock. I don't know what was wrong with me, but I closed my eyes and I visualized myself in her position, on my knees, doing exactly what he says, afraid I might be killed if I don't. And it drove me fucking crazy. He put his hands on her head and just laughed. You're a good little cocksucker, you know that? Maybe you could introduce me to some of your sorority friends. He was unhinged and unapologetic in his actions, and it was so inspiring. It inspired me in this voyeuristic moment. Brought me to orgasm. I came right as he forced her to deep throat him. Her eyes were on me again. And she didn't look away. Somehow I still didn't hear. He was in his own world, where he's a god, and no one else matters. I wanted to be locked in there with her. I just didn't want to be so lonely that night. I wanted more. One wasn't acceptable, but my fantasy still called for worse. I made sure that he could hear me this time.
Suck that cock like your life depends on it, you fucking bitch. He will kill you otherwise. You will fucking die. And there's nothing past that.
Now I finally had his attention. He saw me entirely naked, touching myself to his crime.
You've got an audience, and I've got a fan.
You heard the lady. Suck better or the knife goes in. And tears ran down her face as her life shifted into a nightmare. I didn't care about the cruelty. I reached for the hand gripping the knife and gently touched it.
You crazy fucking bitch.
He said to me as he relaxed his hand and let me hold the knife. I have a gun, but if you want to help out, I don't care. And he threatened to shoot me, and it sent vibrations throughout my body. I knew he'd execute me and then keep raping her. He was something special. And I teased the blade on her shoulders and started to cut. No idea what I was doing or why. Sometimes the evil takes over. His moans changed when I was right next to her. They were louder, more performative, but not fake. He was turned on by what a twisted pervert I was. I'd never done anything like it. I'm gonna come. Swallow it all. You cunt. And I felt his voice on my skin. And it massaged my brain with lust. Oh, I wanted a front row seat to this unfortunate woman's misery. He let out an incredibly powerful orgasm. I stopped fingering myself just to appreciate the honesty. She made noises that his cum had entered her mouth, and so I whispered into her ears,
swallow it, swallow it. I want to see you suffer more and more.
And now she looked at me with the same respect as her rapist.
If I couldn't feel good that night, then she would feel worse. He pulled his dick out of her mouth, and it was still hard. He didn't even need to say anything, not a word. I wanted to taste it. I needed that thing in my mouth, knowing it was in her, and that it would haunt and traumatize her for the rest of her fucking life. He just laughed
as I sucked him off. He moaned, lost in ecstasy. The gods smile on me tonight. He just kept repeating it. Mm-hmm. I could hear her shivering next to me. She just sat there. There was nowhere for her to go. Nothing for her to say. But he knew that I wanted more. And so he threatened her. He said, if you try and run, I will rape you again. And this time, you won't be able to stand up afterwards. He was a real man. Not like my ex-boyfriend. This is what being a woman was all about. My relationship had no chance being so wrong about the world. And I couldn't believe the thoughts I was having. Oh, so misogynistic and ugly. But fuck if I wasn't having the time of my life. He kept telling me how worthless I was. That I didn't deserve to live. It fed me more and more delight. And she was sucking his cock because she had to. I sucked his cock because I wanted to. I wasn't going to be shown up either. I deep-throated him. I licked and sucked his head. I would show him how much better I was than her. She could be fucking killed and left to rot for all I care. As long as I was getting attention and love. Love. The word. Why did I think it? Why did I even allow myself to consider it? My excitement died. This wasn't right. I could still save myself. We could get back together and work through it. What the fuck was I even doing? What the fuck was I doing? And then he grabbed that girl by the throat. Is this what you want? He asked it only once, but it became the only thing in my mind. The worries and the need to forgive and forget lost. Her whole body barely moved. She tried to fight it back. He was my soulmate. He knew me. That I would need that extra push to really be free. That man existed so I could love myself. Is this what I want? Yes, it is. I stopped sucking him. Begged. I threw away all my decency and grace. Rape me. Please, please rape me. Please. I need to feel your cock inside of me. I need to hurt. You need to make it as painful as possible. Please, I want this night burned into my mind for all eternity. I want to be your victim. I want to be broken. Please. Please. Please fucking rape me. Fuck her. She's nothing. She doesn't need it like I do. I want it. I want it so bad. It's all I want. Please. Please just fucking give me it. Give me your cock. I want to know what it's like to be unable to stop you. But I don't want her here. Please rape me. But kill her first. So strangle her to death. And then I want to watch. I want to see the life leave her eyes the final time. Please, please, will you do it? I'll happily give myself to you. Just kill her. Make her die. Her eyes were as wide as possible, and now she feared me more than him. He was a show-off, and he would do it for me. Getting to rape two beautiful girls in one night, and to murder one of them too? He just smiled. And tightened his grip, touching myself without even realizing it. She made these weak, choking noises, but she couldn't say a word. She was gonna die. Maybe she could have lived if I had just walked away. But she needed to pay. This isn't something I'm unfamiliar with. Enjoy, because you're gonna get the best fuck of your life afterwards. Her mouth was open, but no scream would follow. So I crawled over and and sucked his cock while she died. The sound stopped. He threw her on the ground. Her eyes were staring into the sky. I had misplaced the knife at some point, but I didn't want to fight him. I wanted to be dominated. So I took his cock out of my mouth in anticipation. And he kicked me in the stomach and dragged me by the hair right next to her corpse. She's dead now. What happens next, you don't get to enjoy. I promise you that. And then he pulled out a gun, started to open fire on her face. Not so pretty anymore. And then he emptied the chamber so that she was unrecognizable. And then he forced my legs apart. When his cock went in me, it wasn't like the other times. There were no kissing or smiles. Oh, he just shoved it into me like I wasn't human. It felt excruciatingly painful. He didn't slow down. There wasn't room to think. His cock, oh, it went in and out as fast as he could. He was muttering incomprehensibly as he did it. The gunshots told me that he was mad. He was insane. He didn't care who knew what he was doing, because nobody could stop him. His cock was so fucking big, and the force he used made me cry. There was no pleasure for me. This wasn't what I had fantasized about. The agony consumed me. I could pick out words, like disembowel and disappear. And he thrust harder and harder into me. Some people walked by. They saw what was happening, but they didn't do anything. He said, smart not to get involved. They were gone. They just left. How could they watch me being raped and ignore it? He grabbed my hand and I started to caress my fingers. You haven't screamed yet. And he took my index finger and started to bend it backwards, slowly, as he fucked me with no remorse. Oh, God, yes. The way it felt when my fingers were forced backwards. Oh, I knew they were gonna snap. He didn't care about me. It was purely selfish. Every time I tell this story, I can't stop myself from reliving it when he started to break my fingers. How many times did I say it? I said, no, 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 please, no, don't, please. I begged him relentlessly, but it didn't stop him from doing it. He made sure I regretted my decision. It gets me really hot thinking about his lack of empathy. My pointer finger went snap. And I screamed as loud as I could. It had never occurred to me to scream before. Not up until then. And then he pulled himself forward and started to kiss my lips. I had no choice but to kiss him back. He punched me in the face 3 times after. And then he came inside of me. He let out a loud, bestial moan as he did it. And I felt something foul being emptied into me, pulsing inside of me. My entire body felt cold, like I was dead. He stood up and smiled. Thanks for the interesting night, horror. And then he dragged that dead girl out of the alleyway. I didn't see where he went. I just stayed there, crying and alone. Every night it plays in my head. I can't get over it. Because as horrible as it was, it made me feel like a woman. No one had ever treated me like that. I was raped like I wanted. And it was out of this fucking world. Oh, I can only get off to violence now. I need them crazy. The more deranged, the better. If you see me, write me. If you hear me, rape me. That's all I want. I need it. Rape is the only way. Being trapped in that place. You stop again and again. It was an indescribable high. And be reduced to nothing. Those beautiful moments. Where I felt what it's like to be alive. Violations I simply can't live without. I need more. I need it so bad. Another merciless assault to make me smile. Rape. It's all I can ever think about now. Mm-hmm.